Do you think also that the signing of Soriano marks a new era in free agency where they really do respect players even when they get into their mid-30s more than they did before?
Well, they do these days. I think with the training that everybody does year-round and the athleticism, I mean, especially with some starting pitchers. We've seen the elderly starting pitchers still out there. Messina just signed again with the Yankees. You still got Randy Johnson who's pitching. And Clemens, certainly. Clemens is still out there. Guys are saying that they can play into their... The mid-30s is not such a big deal. I would say probably the only position that you have some concern about still playing behind the dish at the age of 35, and as a catcher, that is pretty tough on your knees.
What about Tom Glavin? Do you think that Atlanta was a little bit too slow, wasn't aggressive enough, and if they had been, would they have had a shot?
Well, I think Atlanta, from the way they're approaching things in the offseason, I think they're not going to be big buyers in the free agent market. I mean, their finances have changed in the last few years. They've been bought. They've got a different approach in the way they're trying to put together their team. They're trying to keep their young players, develop their young players, and hopefully they end up with another trio like they had when they had Glavin, Maddox, and Smoltz, and they've got to try to find those guys. But they are not... really the big spenders. The one problem with them, you know, Tim Hudson came over there and has not performed the way he was in Oakland. He's been just so-so in Atlanta and has still had some of his injuries. He may actually be a guy that Atlanta says, you know, we're not quite where we need to be right now. We want to get there, and maybe we have to take a step back, and maybe they look to trade a starting pitcher like Hudson, who certainly would be in big demand. Many of the contracts from the free agents and players of the last couple of years are looking awfully good in this free agent market. When you've got a guy like Tejada for 3 years and $38 million he's owed, you know, he goes out and he's potential to be traded if the Orioles decide to go that way. That contract looks awfully good on the open market right now.